But right now, we are excited for the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
But this is your fight song right here.
I don't even watch basketball like that, but I'm excited.
This is your fight song right here for IU.
It is, I would tell you. That's right, people.
I'm going to turn this down. I need to fire mine up real quick. I'm sorry. Hold on a second, Butler. Hold on. There we go. I went to Butler, so I'm excited about the Butler Bulldogs.
Woo.
But one of the big things to do, though, of course, before the tournament is to fill out your NCAA bracket.
I never really do this. This is like the first time in a long time.
And I'm sad to admit this, but you've actually filled your bracket out before I filled my bracket out.
I filled mine out online last night, and I filled out my paper version today.
And you were telling me this yesterday. You have like a little guide to filling out your bracket, right? Some tips on what made you choose your teams that were going to win it all, correct?
Here's what messes you guys up. You get
what
too
is it?
Serious.
How do you pick
you
your, how should
statistics.
We pick our bracket? How should we pick our
Number
bracket, Rachel?
Number one, I go off the best looking players. I go, who do I want to see running up and down the court?
Okay.
That's how I start. And also, team colors, that matters to me. I really like red and white. Obviously, IU, and then I have Louisville.
Right.
IU and Louisville, I have them going together because I feel like a lot of red and white makes me happy.
Right.
So I also push Ohio State on pretty far just because it's a good color on me.
See, this is the fun thing about guys versus ladies is that, you know, we're pretty serious about our brackets. You know, it's like science project, if you will, with statistics and wins and losses and that sort of thing. But you're just looking at the guy's booty right
in
the court.
Pretty much. If you have a cool mascot, that helps too. If you come from a warm climate, I think you're happy. You might play better. You're from a warmer place, or if you're from a cold place, you might want to just get the hell out of there, and that might push you harder. I don't know, but I stick to honestly best colors and hottest people.
These are the best. I think these are legitimate factors that you need to consider. Climate, Rachel. I've never heard climate before.
Listen,
be good for you.
Climate means happy people. Happy people play better basketball. They be dunking.
So who do you have? So who do you have winning the whole thing, Rachel?
IU, duh.
Is that it?
They would take back my degree from IU if I did not.
And of course, I got to be the Butler homer. I think Butler is going to win it all, but I think they're going to win it all every single year. I don't think they're ever going to lose a game.
They could be not even in the tournament. You're like, oh my God, wild card.
Go Dogs right. And go Hoosiers. All right.
That's right. Go Hot People.
239-1009. How do you pick your bracket? Anybody have the same strategy that Rachel does? I love that you threw climate in there, Rachel.
Right.
It's Kyle and Rachel on Radio Now 100.9.